Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, the Pentagon announced that it has temporarily suspended its military analyst program. In 2002, the Pentagon began holding secret weekly meetings with retired military officers who are media commentators. The Pentagon developed talking points for the analysts and paid them to travel to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Cuba. In internal documents, the Pentagon referred to the analysts as its surrogates and message force multipliers. The Pentagon is now carrying out an internal review of the program. A Pentagon spokesperson said he didn't know how long the review would take, but added that he does not think the program broke any laws.
The media outlets that featured the Pentagon's pundits, including Fox News and the ABC, CBS, and NBC television networks, have not reported on the program. After many commenters on his blog asked NBC News anchor Brian Williams about the controversy, he finally mentioned it on his blog. Williams wrote, quote, "At no time did our analysts attempt to push a rosy Pentagon agenda before our viewers. I think they are better men than that, and I believe our news division is better than that," end quote. Williams failed to address the NBC analysts' financial ties to defense contractors or note that the secret Pentagon program was designed to shape U.S. public opinion. Meanwhile, National Public Radio responded by developing new guidelines to assess potential conflicts of interest. But the guidelines focus on financial conflicts and do not address government attempts to shape media coverage.
As gas and food prices rise, corporations are increasing their PR efforts to manage public outrage. Congress has held hearings where oil executives are put on the spot with questions like this one from Representative Ed Markey, directed to an ExxonMobil vice president.
You can't have it both ways, Mr. Simon. You can't, on the one hand, be nickel and diming renewables at ExxonMobil and at the same time be recording $40 billion worth of profits.
Mr. Chairman, we continue to look at that area. If we identify an area where we think it can have the impact that you're alluding to, we will do that.
But Congress has not even ended tax breaks for the oil industry. To keep it that way, oil companies and the American Petroleum Institute are increasing their lobbying and media and public outreach efforts. The largest U.S. producer of ethanol, Archer Daniels Midland, is holding conference calls to defend its public image during the global food crisis. The company claims that rising food prices have resulted in what it calls misguided attacks on biofuels.
Are public relations firms accountable for the environmental damage that their corporate clients do? The activist group Greenpeace says yes. Greenpeace linked Dove soap to an increased worldwide demand for palm oil. The plants used to produce palm oil are often grown on cleared forest land in Southeast Asia, where orangutans and other endangered animals used to live. So Greenpeace activists protested outside the headquarters of Unilever, the company that makes Dove soap. They also protested at three of Dove's PR firms. The activists, including some dressed as orangutans, asked the PR firms to pressure Unilever to change its practices. One activist said the PR firms were defensive, but, quote, "they probably are not used to having orangutans arriving in their offices," end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Archer Daniels Midland. The company has been called one of the largest recipients of U.S. corporate welfare. Archer Daniels Midland is known for its generous campaign donations to politicians of both major parties. These donations have helped maintain and expand ethanol subsidies, protections for the U.S. sugar industry, and federal funds for grain exports. Archer Daniels Midland's longtime chairman, Duane Andreas, is famous for cultivating politicians. He was caught up in the Watergate-era investigations of political shady deals. Shortly before the 1972 presidential election, Duane Andreas delivered $100,000 to the Nixon White House in $100 bills. Another of Andreas' cash contributions to Nixon, this time just $25,000, became the focus of an investigation into unreported campaign money.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.